I'd like to focus on the beginning of today's gospel to this episode where the Apostle John comes up to Jesus with a complaint or confession. Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us. So there's somebody who's using Jesus' name to perform miracles, good works, driving out demons. And the disciples are concerned because he's not in their company. And so they try to stop him. So it's very reminiscent of a scene from the Old Testament that the church gives us today as our first reading. And that's a scene in the ministry of Moses, when Moses needed help governing Israel. And so with God's permission and help, he appointed 70 elders to assist him. And God sent his spirit upon these 70 elders who were gathered in a group. But then there were a couple, this Eldad and Medad, who happened to be separate from the group, but who also received this same spirit. So Moses' young assistant, Joshua, approaches Moses and is very concerned about these two who are outside of the group who also received the Spirit. And Moses says to Joshua, is it jealousy that motivates you? So I think that's the first thing that the Lord has for us in our readings today. Because how easily we too can be motivated by jealousy. We see others with good things, which makes us reflect on ourselves or compare ourselves. Do I have those good things? Has God given me what that other person has? And in that game of comparison we can play, start to feel sorry for ourselves or resentful of God because he hasn't given us what he's given other people, or resentful of others for what they have. I was thinking about this time when I was first when I first went to study theology in Rome, and during my first year there, and maybe this is a normal experience when you're with a new group of people, that's maybe what we tend to do in our fallen human nature. We just end up comparing ourselves to others. So it was our first free time to travel over Easter of that first year. So I went with a couple guys to Ireland, and we were driving around Ireland. And I was just so aware of how awesome they were. And instead of rejoicing in how awesome my friends were, I just found myself really jealous and thinking, gosh, you know, like, they're way more gifted than I am, way more funny than I am, way more holy than I am. And so I found myself kind of in this state of feeling sorry for myself, resentful. And we stopped at this little Irish church in the northwest of the country. We stopped to go to Mass, but the priest happened to be offering confessions. So one of the things I confessed was just this resentment that I felt because of this jealousy. And even though this is over 15 years ago, I think I'll never forget what this priest said. He just said in his beautiful Irish brogue, which I wish I could imitate, but I cannot. He said, Matthew, when you realize how much Jesus loved you and how he loves you all the way to the cross, you won't worry about other people because you'll know that you're so loved and don't need to be like anybody else. And as I would go through the seminary then, I often thought back to these words. Jesus loves you so much. He doesn't want you to be like anybody else. And thankfully, I think God's helped me to come to believe that. But it's very easy for us to fall into that that comparison with others. And we can fall into two traps when we do that, because if we compare ourselves to others and find maybe our gifts to be superior to the gifts of another, well, then that leads us to judgmentalism, looking down upon others. So that can puff up our pride. But of course, the opposite is also true. We compare ourselves to others, see others' gifts as greater than ourselves, and we can resort to self-pity and resentment. So we have to avoid both. Jesus doesn't want us to look at others, but instead to look at him. So I think that's the first lesson that these readings teach us today, especially from the first reading where Moses cites jealousy as the reason that his young assistant Joshua is upset. In our gospel today, it seems to be a little bit different dynamic, because John the Apostle is trying to prevent these others from driving out demons in Jesus' name. Why? Because he does not follow us. So there seems to be something of a prejudice against these people. Why? Because they're not with us, or they're not one of us. And we can very easily fall into this tendency too, to judge other people because they're not in our group, or they don't think the same way that we do. This just thinking about this phrase, one of us. So I'm a very enthusiastic fan of Minnesota Golden Gophers basketball. I have been for many years. It's left me with a broken heart most years. And anyway, this year, there's really a drive with our new coach to recruit more Minnesota players because of the great talent we have in our state. And one of the tag words that's come to be associated with this is hashtag one of us. So we're looking for players who are one of us. And I'd love to have more Minnesota players on our team, but I don't really like the hashtag, because if someone's playing for the Gophers, it doesn't matter to me if they're from Minnesota or the Florida or, God forbid, Iowa. When they're on the team, They're one of us. They're one of us because they're a Gopher. And so in many areas of our life, we can have this tendency to prejudge others or want to have our exclusive group. Early Christianity was no different. We read in the Acts of the Apostles how the early Jewish converts to Christianity would often try to be in a privileged place in the church over the Gentile converts to Christianity. And sometimes the Gentile converts were neglected. And what did Paul say? Well, he said, in Christ there's no Jew or Greek. In Christ there's no slave or free. All are one in Christ. So it's really good for us to recognize the ways that we pit ourselves up against others because of some group that we consider ourselves to be. We're in the in-group and others are in the out-group. We can have that in our parish too. We can have legacy members of our parish or school look down upon newer members. I've had people who have been here for 20 years, and this isn't unique to Winsted. It's everywhere. But you can have someone live in a place for 20 years and they say, well, we've lived here for 20 years, but we're still outsiders. And what a terrible thing. That's our bad for not welcoming people and making people feel like they're a part of us. They're one of us. Because what unites us is not being from Winsted or being from Minnesota or a Gopher fan or a Republican or a Democrat. What unites us is that we belong to Christ, and that we're one in Christ, and that we're members of Christ's church, which is a family. And so when we're in the family, we have to treat others that they're in the family too, and welcome others, be welcoming. This is really the freedom that Christ comes to give us in liberating us from this tribalistic way of thinking, us against them. No, it's a we. We're in it together. And in every family, we have members who are struggling sometimes or excelling sometimes and flourishing, or members who are not doing what they're supposed to do. But as a family, we encourage one another and walk with one another. So when someone's struggling, we walk with them. If someone's sinning, we walk with them. We aren't about writing people off or treating people like they're different, not one of us. So today, we're so blessed to be here at Mass, where we celebrate the Eucharist. And in every one of the Eucharistic prayers, the Church actually gives us a prayer that the Holy Spirit bring about unity through this Eucharist, that as we receive the one body of Christ, we become more and more the one body of Christ. And so let's ask the Lord today as we approach this Eucharist that we as a parish, we as a church, would experience the unity that Christ comes to bring us, so that we look at one another as brothers and sisters. We're not going to agree on everything. That's normal in every family. But to love one another, accept one another and our differences, pray for one another, walk with one another. Let's ask the Lord to give us that grace today, as we now are so blessed to receive him in that sacrament of unity.